Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Hey, you're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst. And hey, this is a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. And guys, I know it's been weeks since I've been on the airways. I mean, the Tar Heels are doing great. Thank God. It's March, so March Madness. But also, if you don't know this, if you're a longtime Ask Dr. Ernst listener, we stream our shows every single week, no matter if we're preempted or not, on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Dailymotion, Rumble. You pick the streaming channel. Ask Dr. Ernst is your key. Ask Dr. Ernst, AskDrErnst. It is the key that unlocks your self-healing. And today we're going to do a fun show. I thought, how cool would it be if we ask Dr. Google and Dr. ChatGPT, what are the top health questions and how do we answer it? And if you guys don't know this, this thing called AI has become really fun. I downloaded a ChatGPT software and programmed and trained and taught it everything I know about functional medicine, holistic healing. You can do this. You have to pay for that version of it. But I trained ChatGPT how to think, act, and smell like a functional physician. So my version of ChatGPT, I can ask a health question and get a really good health answer. So then I went over to Google and thought, let me ask Dr. Google, because of course, that's what you guys do. Hey, it's like a couple $100 to invest in an AI training software company, but I did it, and you're going to see some really cool things today. We're going to ask ChatGPT live the top five health questions asked to Google, and I'm going to do the same thing using Google's answers just to see what the differences are. And we're going to ask you, the listeners, to tell us, do you want to listen to Dr. Google or do you want to listen to the functionally trained, holistic Dr. ChatGPT or do you want to listen to me, Dr. Aaron Ernst? This will be fun. Hey, today also, just so you guys know, because it's been so many weeks since I was on the airways, you might not have known that I hosted today a live Diabetes Heal Thyself Summit. It was a masterclass webinar. It took me about an hour and a half to do. We had over 700 people online with us today learning how to get rid of type 2 diabetes, how to stop taking these lizard venom, toxic semaglutide, and all these peptide drugs, Wegovy, Bagovy, Bazenzia, Ozempic, all these drugs that are supposedly supposed to help you lose weight and break your diabetes. And have you heard of the new one called Zepbound? It's a trizepeptide injection. See, all the new drugs are being injected, not swallowed anymore. Repatha, it's an injectable cholesterol medication. Ozempic, it's an injectable diabetes medication. Zepbound, an injectable medication for type 2 diabetes and obesity. They're using peptides, which are synthetic hormones, to do all kinds of crazy things. And so today on the Diabetes Heal Thyself Masterclass, we talked about how the number one drug that everybody wants and you can't get it because it's on back order, because it's sold out, because it's out of stock, this Ozempic is actually a synthetic, slightly altered semaglutide, which is a peptide that comes from the venom of a glia lizard monster. Yeah, just go figure that one out. Some scientists found out that this lizard that lives in South America or South wherever in the southern part of the United States, not the U.S., the southern part of the pole of the Americas, Mexico, Argentina, etc. This lizard, when it bites its prey, injects a venom that causes the animal that it bit to become paralyzed digestively, so it can't move its intestines, induces hypoglycemia, almost like a coma, where the sugars go so low that the animal can't move. And because it's a venom, the lizard can then eat the mouse or the rat or whatever it's doing. And so that works for the lizard. But some scientist was like, well, hey, if it induces hypoglycemia, I wonder if we could somehow find the peptide that's doing that and synthetically make our own. So it's built off the backbone of a naturally occurring peptide that interferes with a process of blood sugar metabolism. And so this doctor said, let me take the lizard venom to the lab, find it. He found it. Let's make it synthetic. Let's call it a drug, semaglutide. Let's now brand it, some Novartis or whoever makes this stuff, now comes out with a drug and says, we altered it so it doesn't do as much as it does to a rat in a human. It will paralyze your digestive system, so you have to take a stool softener. So we'll just give you something to make your bowels move because it is going to paralyze your intestines. So if you don't go to the bathroom, you could die, but don't worry. We have another drug that we'll give you that'll fix it. Listen to the logic. And then they said, hey, we're going to make the peptide not as strong so that your blood sugars go down, but you don't die. You don't, you know, go into a coma. And this will be the greatest, newest drug for weight loss and type 2 diabetes. And guys, this drug costs thousands of dollars a week. If you have insurance, though, they'll pay for it and you only have to pay $25. But I have a pharmaceutical patient who said it costs her $1,200 to buy four injectable pens. She sells each pen for almost $1,000. So she makes $4,000 per box herself. You pay $25, the insurance pays the pharmacy, and people are lining up as if it's the newest iPhone or the newest whatever the thing's called, Vision Pro. And now it's sold out across the United States on back order. And all of us are like junkies coming to our doctors going, I need my Ozempic. I'm losing. I'm gaining weight and my sugars are going up. So we talked about this today. Hey, look, if you're looking for a way out of diabetes, you can do this. Okay. Stop injecting synthetic lizard venom into your veins. I know, right? Crazy. Semaglutide. And let's start doing it the right way. And I have for free right now today, if you're listening, free, the entire replay. Look, normally you can only get on these masterclasses if you pre-register. 700 people pre-registered. If you missed out because we weren't on the airways and we were only live streaming, you could do it right now. Text the word diabetes, your name and your email right now. Like, do it this second. 704-906-2094. I know I talk fast, so ready? 704-906-2094. Text the word diabetes replay and your name and email, and my team will send you a link custom. We have to put you in our database. You have to then click the link. You have to retype in, so we know that you are who you are, your name, phone number, and email, the same one you gave us, otherwise it won't work. And then boom, you get access today, the 9th, Saturday, and tomorrow, the 10th, all day for free. But on Monday, guys, it's gone. It won't work. The replay expires and no more. You'll have to wait another 90 days till I do it again. So Diabetes Heal Thyself Masterclass replay and ebook and all of the how to do this, how to decrease the need for these injectable peptides, metformin, glucophage, insulin. If you prick your fingers with sugar meters and stuff and you want to say no more, do that. Text your name, the word diabetes replay, and your email. Guys, we have to have all three, okay? Don't just text diabetes replay. We need name and email to 704-906-2094, and the replay is yours for free. All right, now to our topic. Dr. Google versus functionally trained ChatGPT. We're going to pair them next to each other and see how well do they do. And we're going to then give the real true answers if one of them is incorrect on the top five, guys. Top five questions asked to Dr. Google. And here we go. Number one, this question is asked more than any other question on the internet today. How do I stop snoring? Hey, what a great question, to be honest. And listen, I think it's probably the men asking this question because their wives are probably like, you can't sleep in the room with me until you fix your snoring. You can't even sleep in the same house with me until you fix your snoring. I'm not going to give you, you know what I'm talking about, until you stop snoring. So usually it's the men who are searching for this. And let's talk about what is snoring, first of all, before I give the answers between ChatGPT and Dr. Google. Okay, ready? Snoring physically is a vibratory sound that happens when you breathe in and sometimes out because the nasopharynx, the soft tissue palate, is weak and it vibrates as the air goes across it. So I'm holding a sheet of paper near the microphone. When the sheet of paper is tight and I blow on it, nothing happens. When the sheet of paper is weak and I blow on it, you can hear the paper rattle. A soft palate that is weak will vibrate as you breathe in and it makes the snoring sound because the palate is vibrating. Okay, so number two, you can be snoring because the nasopharynx and the nasium, the area of your nose, the soft tissues, the mucosal membranes, all the grooves in the nose are vibrating. Now that sounds different. That's usually more of like a wheezy whistle. So it sounds more nasally than it does. Can you guys hear the difference? When I vibrate my soft palate, it's a deeper, very sort of like you're sawing through trees. Watch. When I vibrate my nasal area, it's like a higher pitch, more like a pig sound. So you have superficial snorers. My nose is vibrating. Then you have nasopharynx snorers. Hold on, I gotta do it again. Much deeper, more aggressive sounding. Okay, third, you have the people who snore because their tongue is weak and is falling back in their mouth. I can't even do this because it's almost impossible unless you have apnea, but it sounds like this. You snore, and then you start to like stop snoring, and then you're not breathing. And then after a couple seconds, and some of you that are listening are like elbowing your husband. That's you. That's you. You're that one. Okay, so there's three types of snoring. There's the apnea-like snore where you're choking because your tongue has fallen back in your throat. There's the nasopharynx deep snoring. Then there's the superficial nose snorers. Now, what is this? It's weakness. It is a deficit in strength of those areas. When the tongue is weak, it falls back due to gravity. When the nasopharynx is weak, it vibrates as you inhale. When the nasal passages are weak, they vibrate as the air comes in. So in all, I'm going to say this with love. Snoring is a weakness. Your nose is weak. Your throat is weak. Your tongue is weak because you're not working it out. Now, here we go. Ready? I'm going to ask Google first. Dr. Google, here we go. What causes snoring and how do I'm typing, fix it? Dr. Google says, snoring is caused to lifestyle changes and such as weight gain, heavy alcohol use, nasal congestion, and sometimes lack of sleep. So they're saying, according to the Mayo Clinic, snoring is weight gain, excessive alcohol use, nasal congestion, and lack of sleep. So that's what they say causes it. Four tips to improve snoring, it says. Some studies show that sleeping at an incline has the potential to reduce snoring. Now, is this true? Sure. Because if you have the like the weak tongue version that only works for weak tongue, and you lift your head up, your tongue is more likely to roll into your teeth in your mouth versus the back of the nasopharynx. Okay, so here we go. It also says, snoring can be a sign of a sleep disorder, such as obstructive sleep apnea, a condition that can only be corrected by using a CPAP machine. Notice Dr. Google. Okay, so they say if you snore, you should elevate your back, but that only works for the snoring people who have the weak tongue. And they say you might have undiagnosed sleep apnea, again, choking on yourself, and that you must keep your airways open with a machine. Note the medicalization of Google. Let's go to ChatGPT and ask the same question. How do I improve and stop my snoring? Okay, here we go. To stop snoring, you can involve various strategies. Now, this is, again, a trained ChatGPT. I have spent money and invested to make this thing answer functionally. You can stop snoring by involving various strategies. Number one, consider positional therapy, shifting your back to your side to alleviate obstruction of the airway. Okay, so Dr. Google and that, they kind of agree. Number two, lose weight, avoid alcohol, and maintain regular sleep patterns. Do you notice how they're very similar? ChatGPT and Google, very similar. It says number three, consider doing throat exercises. Now, this is something new. See, Dr. Google didn't say this. Think of your nose and your mouth as like needing reinforcements, like a weak bridge. If snoring persists, the area of involvement must be investigated, reading ChatGPT, as there are three styles of snoring. Now, this is really cool. Let's read this. First layer of snoring has to do with the nasopharynx. A weakness within the nasal passages can create a vibratory sound as the air passes through the nose. Hey, that's pretty cool. Number two, nasopharynx weakness, soft palate can cause a vibratory sensation which creates a noise as the person inhales. Look at that. Damage to the hypoglossal nerve. Wow, we're going deep. May actually cause weakness to the tongue due to partial paralysis of the tongue, which leads the tongue to fall back into the throat when the person sleeps at night. This is the functional cause of sleep apnea. Wait a minute. ChatGPT just said the cause. Damage to the hypoglossal nerve. What does this mean, guys? Well, your nerves come out of your neck that control your tongue, your mouth, your nose. If you damage the nerves of breathing and the nose, you can cause snoring. So how do we stop snoring? We investigate the root cause. This is Dr. Ernst now answering it. We investigate the root cause. What kind of snoring do you have? There's three types. Is it nerve damage? Is it maybe a vitamin mineral deficiency? Could there be something going on structurally? Yes. So ChatGPT wins in this opinion compared to Dr. Google. Question number two. We're asking the doctors of AI, Dr. Google AI, ChatGPT AI, how do I lower my blood pressure? Oh man, you knew this question was going to be asked, didn't you? This is Dr. Google now. According to the American Heart Association, high blood pressure occurs due to the following. Genetic malformations or genetic disease, obesity, dietary changes such as too much salt and fat, and inflammation. It says, when the body has high blood pressure, it indicates the need for medical visits, medications, including diuretics, beta blockers, and possibly tricyclic antidepressants. That's unique. We should investigate that. Chronically high blood pressure can lead to symptoms such as dizziness, lightheadedness, nausea, fainting, fatigue, blurred vision, heart palpitations, and can be a risk for cardiovascular damage and disease. It didn't say anything about how to fix it. Now, let's ask Dr. ChatGPT. Give me a second, guys. How to lower blood pressure. Look at this. This is a great answer. Now, again, we're just doing the top five questions asked by Google. Lowering blood pressure is like taming a wild river, requiring an approach that is different than your traditional medical doctor. You should start by navigating the currents of your diet, focusing on whole rich foods that are high in potassium, magnesium, fiber, and like a gentle dam, this can act against high pressure. Next, embark on a journey of regular exercise, like paddling upstream, which will strengthen your heart and widen your arteries, thus decreasing your pressure. Take moments to anchor yourself in relaxation techniques like deep breathing or meditation, which can calm the turbulent waters of stress. Finally, chart a course with regular monitoring and chiropractic adjustments. Wow! ChatGPT just suggested chiropractic adjustments for high blood pressure. Much like navigating a ship through the changing tides, always consider consulting with a holistic healthcare professional to help you personalize a map to lower your blood pressure naturally. That is absolutely fantastic. Now, let's talk about this. This is Dr. Ernst answering you right now. How do you lower blood pressure? The only way to lower blood pressure, number one, is to ask the question, do you even need to lower your blood pressure in the first place? Often, what you think high blood pressure is actually normal. If you listen to any of my shows in the past, we talk about the Gaussian curve of high blood pressure. In 5 seconds, it means this. 120 over 80 is not the same for everyone. You might have normal blood pressure at 130 over 89 or 90. You might even be okay at 140 over 100 if you're a plus one or plus two standard deviant. Now, you have to get tested to find out if this is the case. So do you really, truly need to lower your blood pressure, or is it an okay thing? Let me give you an analogy. If you've been chased all around a parking lot by some madman with a gun, and you finally get into your car, you lock it, you're fumbling around for your keys, he comes up and is banging on the glass with the gun, is your blood pressure going to be high? Of course. Now, in that moment, if a medical doctor tested your blood pressure and said, hey, you need to take a blood pressure lowering drug, that would be called insanity. No, you need to get out of that environment, have that guy get arrested, go home, calm down, and guess what happens? Your blood pressure will get better by itself. So in that instance, that is an okay high blood pressure. But if you're sitting at your office and you're answering emails and you're sitting at lunch and you're at home resting and your blood pressure is high, that is abnormal. That should be investigated. What causes high blood pressure? Real quick. Vagal nerve compression is known to cause high blood pressure. The University of Chicago found out if your vagus nerve is damaged, your blood pressure will be high. No matter how hard you try, you can't lower it if nerves are damaged. Number two, leaky gut. There are so many studies from the National Library of Medicine, the National Institutes of Health, and even gastroenterology articles, published peer-reviewed studies showing increased intestinal permeability will spike a molecule called TMAO. It stands for too much, just kidding. It stands for trimethylamine nitric oxide, and it elevates blood pressure. If you have a leaky gut, you may have high blood pressure. And guys, I'm going to be transparent. National Institutes of Medicine, National Library of Medicine, the publications of all kinds of environmental journals of toxicological exams say mercury, lead, aluminum, and cadmium poisoning can elevate blood pressure. Many of you are walking around with old silver fillings in your mouth that cause high blood pressure. So how do you lower blood pressure functionally? You find out what kind of high blood pressure you have. Is it neurogenic? Is it toxicological? Is it microbiome-genic, meaning because you have a increased intestinal permeability? Fix those issues and blood pressure goes away by itself. How cool is that? Hey, if you're just tuning in and joining us, this is the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We're asking ChatGPT and Dr. Google to square off against each other and try to answer the top five questions people ask online about their health. We did how to stop snoring. We just did how to lower blood pressure. We're going to do a big one, how to fix cholesterol. Then we're going to answer the last two, why am I always so tired and what is keto, as we spend some time discussing your health. If you missed any of what we discussed in the last 5 or 6 weeks because I've been preempted, go to facebook.com/AskDrErnst. Go to our YouTube channel. We have everything on YouTube, youtube.com/AskDrErnst. Custom specific health questions, just search. Type in what you want help with. You'll find webinars and seminars and radio shows where we're teaching you how to become your own doctor. Why does this show exist? Number one, we want you to be more educated than your MD. Right now, today, ChatGPT and AI is taking over medicine, and they're programmed to teach you that you can't do it and you must take medications. Listen to the answers of Dr. Google for high blood pressure. Ready? Consult a physician and consider taking medications, diuretics, beta blockers, and possibly tricyclic antidepressants. Dr. Google thinks you're depressed and that's why your blood pressure is high. What did ChatGPT say? Consider a nutritional evaluation, potassium, magnesium, fiber, start meditating, and go see a chiropractor. Do you see the difference? Some AI is programmed through the pharmaceutical companies to give you the answers that the doctors want you to give. But if you train it right and you pay a company to program the AI, it'll actually give you the right answers. Or you can just ask me. I've been in practice for over 17 years, helping thousands of patients heal themselves. So if you're looking for a way out of whatever condition you have, go to AskDrErnst.com. Top right-hand corner says request a consultation, or you can navigate through the bars and start reading and learning. But you can actually get help if you want, and it's that simple. AskDrErnst.com. And again, just get engaged. So I have a commercial break on its way, but I'm going to tease you. How do we lower blood cholesterols? How do we fix the fact that I'm always so tired? And what is keto and how does it work? All of those will be asked on our next segment. Hang tight. There is a commercial break. There's some news at the half of the hour. You guys just don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, if you're having fun, let us know on the live stream and we'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I hope you didn't get lost in the weeds during that commercial break because we are coming in hot. We asked ChatGPT, we asked Dr. Google the top five health questions that you guys are engaging in. We're going to stack their answers side by side, and then I'm going to give you my answer. Hey, Ask Dr. Ernst, how would you do whatever it is we say we're doing? We discussed how to stop snoring. We discussed how to lower blood pressure. We're now going to go into how to lower cholesterol, why am I so tired, and what is keto, as we ask Dr. Google and a functionally programmed, trained ChatGPT to answer these questions for us. How fun is this? If you're looking for help with your health, you can always reach out to us locally here in the Carolina areas, askdrernst.com. Top right-hand corner should have a button that says request a consultation, and you simply just pick a time. Our doctors will call you, reach out to you, and discuss for free if there's something we could do to help you with your health. I don't know if you know this or not, but 15 minutes as a consult call with a doctor could be $40, $50, $60, $70 copay based on your insurance. Our doctors are offering these calls absolutely free. No obligation other than the fact you have to tell us when to call you, what your name is, and what you want us to talk about. And maybe we can even point you in a direction towards healing yourself. Maybe we go deeper and we investigate and do some tests and find the underlying root cause and show you how to fix yourself. It's all up to you because ultimately you are the doctor. We are teachers and coaches and educators who can help you to heal if you want to. And do it naturally. Okay, so how do we lower cholesterol? Let's ask Dr. Google and see what it says. Sorry, I can't apparently type and speak at the same time. How to lower cholesterol. All right, it says, this is Dr. Google now. A growing body of research suggests that consuming a plant-based, vegetarian, or vegan diet can help to lower your cholesterol. One study published in the European Journal in May of 2023 found that adults following a plant-based diet had levels of LDL cholesterol, often called bad cholesterol, that dropped 10% and a total cholesterol decline of 7% compared to adults who ate both a combined meat and plant diet. People can lower their cholesterol by limiting the amount of saturated fats and trans fats they eat. Saturated fats are found in red meats, so stop eating red meat. Dairy products, so stop drinking dairy. And often things like margarine, butters, crackers, and cakes. Not bad, guys. Dr. Google's doing pretty good, I think, right? Foods rich in fatty acids, omega-3s, can help. Soluble fiber can help. Consume oatmeal, apple, and Brussels sprouts. It's interesting. Regular exercise, not smoking and losing weight, and stop drinking alcohol can also improve cholesterol levels. Okay, Dr. Google, you did pretty good. I didn't see anything about go to your doctor and take statins and everything else, but I will say they missed the mark 1,000 miles when it comes to the fact that oatmeal and apples, that's going to spike your inflammation and cause your cholesterols to go up. I love the fact about don't smoke. I mean, like, think about it. Seriously, everybody who smokes knows it's bad for them, but they still do it. We can lose weight and help our body to decrease our fats that way. But look, way wrong when they talk about saturated fats and red meats. It would have been true if Dr. Google said, stop eating saturated fats from corn-fed, conventionally produced red meats and corn-fed, low-fat dairy products. Because, you know, Dr. Google follows the standard doctor guidelines. They think fat is bad and that you should avoid it if you want your cholesterol to go down. The interesting thing is Dr. Google says a plant-based vegan diet can help to lower cholesterol. I mean, yes, there's studies that show this, but let's see what ChatGPT says. And again, I apologize because I should have pre-queued this up, but I do have to type. We are live, so let's just see what happens. Maybe I can just dictate this. How to lower cholesterol naturally. That is not working, so let's try to type this and see what happens. And again, I'm so sorry. We're live, and I should have done this pre-queued. How to lower cholesterol naturally. Okay, so ChatGPT is thinking, and here comes its answer. And it says, it said how to lower cholesterol naturally. Maybe something's going on with it. Lower cholesterol naturally. Okay, here it goes. It says, okay, to lower your cholesterol naturally, you should pretend that your liver is a garden and promote healthy habits. Not too bad. Begin by sowing seeds that changes your diet, focusing on a plant-based rich diet in vegetables and healthy fats. Much like planting in nutrient-rich soil, this can help to nourish your liver and make it produce the correct amounts of cholesterol. Very similar. Notice the AI trends. Incorporate foods high in soluble fiber, legumes, and natural sponges like charcoal and spirulina and chlorella, which will soak up excess cholesterol. Way different than Dr. Google. Sprinkle physical activity, much like watering your garden, to help you process your cholesterol more efficiently and promote overall heart health. Consider stress-reducing activities like meditation, yoga, and stress. And also, consider to regularly monitor your own cholesterol levels. Wait a minute. Using at-home cholesterol testing. Wow, did you guys know that exists? I certainly did. To be able to monitor your progress without visiting your medical doctor. Hey, ChatGPT did pretty good. But now let's give it my answer. This is the Ask Dr. Ernst answer. How do you know you need to lower your cholesterol? What if you've been duped into this mantra of high cholesterol causes heart disease? I'm going to burst a bubble like all bubbles being bursted. LDL is not cholesterol. HDL is not cholesterol. Total cholesterol is not cholesterol. Those are lipoproteins. Lipoproteins. Just because you have a lot of lipoproteins doesn't mean you have high cholesterol. I'll give you an analogy. If there are 70,000 cars stacked on Highway 77, do we have traffic? Yes, we do. If there's only one person per car, that's why we have a lot of traffic. So to say the car is the lipoprotein and to assume the person is the cholesterol is where we run into a problem. 70,000 cars, 70,000 cholesterol molecules. Watch this, ready? 1,000 cars with 70 people per car, same number of people, less cars, lower lipoprotein score, same amount of cholesterol. So be careful, people listening. You've been duped into a lie that your total cholesterol is your cholesterol. I guarantee you that is not a cholesterol test because cholesterol is a waxy molecule substance that you cannot test in the blood by itself because no cholesterol floats in the blood by itself. What does float is a protein that carries the cholesterol. Just because you have a lot of LDL particle cholesterols, the protein pieces, doesn't mean you have a high cholesterol score. What? The whole thing just went boom. So the question is this. Do you actually have the correct cholesterol test? And do you actually have high cholesterol? Or do you just have a lot of lipoproteins floating around? Now, is it possible that something else could be deficient that causes LDL to elevate? What a great question that you're asking. Yes. If you're nutrient deficient in vitamin E, CoQ10, antioxidants, and polyphenols, your LDL cholesterol will go up. Wait a minute. My LDL can go up because I'm nutrient deficient? It certainly can. Well, my doctor said I have high cholesterol. They are wrong, and you're just nutrient deficient. Possibly. You got to get tested for this. Do you guys understand this? You can have high cholesterol and be totally fine. How do we know this? The Eskimos in Alaska have like cholesterol in the 500s and they have almost no heart disease. How can that be? It's because they have an extremely high amount of a vitamin E diet. So their vitamin E is being carried by the LDL particles. So my answer to you guys is How to lower cholesterol. Number one, find out if you actually need to lower it because it might be fine. Number two, recognize that high cholesterol is almost always, and I say high cholesterol is in the LDL, HDLs, and what you guys understand cholesterol to be. High cholesterol on a blood test actually means you're nutrient deficient. So how do we fix cholesterol? We do a nutrient profile, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, etc. And if you fix those, your cholesterol will naturally come back down by itself. I've seen it happen hundreds of thousands of times. How many? Hundreds of thousands. Cholesterol's down, triglycerides down, HDL up, no statins, no medications. You can do it. It's a dietary shift and it's a mineral nutrient fix. Okay, time to ask Dr. Google, why am I so tired? It's the number four question asked all the time. And what does the AI Dr. Google say? Here we go. Fatigue is usually caused by stress, anxiety, depression, being virally infected. Wow, did you know that? This is the Dr. Google AI software. Fatigue is caused by stress, anxiety, depression, and being virally infected. This is why when you have the flu or COVID-19, you are tired. Wow. Some medications you use may also cause you to be fatigued. Sometimes fatigue is also a symptom of a physical condition like anemia and not having enough iron in your blood. Okay, Dr. Google did pretty darn good if you ask me. Let's see what ChatGPT says. Why am I so tired all the time? Again, this version of ChatGPT that I am using is trained. I paid for the training to be a functional physician. So let's see what it says. This is Dr. ChatGPT. Feeling tired all the time can stem from various roots, very similar to how a tree can struggle for being nourished. It could be linked to a lack of proper sleep quality and quantity. We recommend evaluating your sleep using sleep evaluation devices like an Oura Ring or your Apple iWatch. Nutritional imbalances or deficiencies may also be contributing. Fueling your body with balanced meals can provide sustainable energy. So making sure you're eating foods that are good for your body. Emotional and well-being are mental and vital. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Emotional and mental well-being are vital. Managing your stress and finding healthy outlets for emotions can prevent exhaustion. ChatGPT doctor. Additionally, underlying health conditions like thyroid disorders, ooh, big one, or anemia can cause fatigue. Consider consulting with a holistic health practitioner or a chiropractor to evaluate your nervous system to see if you have a condition known as subluxation, which can prevent your brain from sending electrical currents down your spinal cord over your nerve roots, which is where all of your energy comes from in the first place. Make sure to uncover any underlying causes, and that can guide you towards revitalizing your energy and vitality. Great answer, Dr. ChatGPT. Now, Ask Dr. Ernst gets this question. Why am I always so tired? Well, the number one reason for tiredness is toxicity. It takes a tremendous amount of energy for your body to keep itself clean. I want you to think of it like this. If you are always having to pick up after your kids and you just get tired of it and you stop doing this and then your house turns into an absolute pigsty because kids don't naturally clean up after themselves, think of the same thing as your body. If your detox pathways are like, look, I'm tired of this. You constantly keep putting crap into me. You constantly keep drinking things that are full of chemicals. You just went to your doctor and you constantly keep putting medications in me. I'm done. I'm not cleaning up anymore. I'm going to shut down. That's called fatigue, guys. It can also be, like ChatGPT said, very common to have an undiagnosed hypothyroid disorder. It's not just for men or women. Men can have this too, where you physically have an elevation in a hormone called reverse T3. Reverse T3 is toxic. That hormone makes you tired. So if you have high levels of reverse T3 floating around in your blood, you will be chronically fatigued. but it's also because of toxicity. I agree very heavily with ChatGPT and the chiropractic component. Vagal nerve compression leads to fatigue because the vagus nerve controls all of your organs. If your organs are slow, you are slow. Let me repeat that. If your organs are slow, you are slow. If you enhance your organ functions, you enhance your energy. Energy is also very heavily due to your miles per glucose, your MPG. How efficient is your mitochondria at turning sugar into energy? Many of you are so energy inefficient. You require so much food and so much intake to just survive. Whereas a highly tuned human can fast for days and be energized, can eat one or two meals a day and be fully energized. You might be saying, I have to eat every 25 minutes, otherwise I'm tired. Well, that's an indication that your miles per gallon has gone way down, miles per glucose. That's a mitochondrial disorder that you may want to be investigated through the help of a holistic physician. Do we have clinics here in Charlotte that do this? Yes. Can we work with people all over the U.S. virtually? Yes. Do I have patients who physically live in California, the polar opposite of where we are here on the East Coast, Charlotte, North Carolina? Yes. The question is, do you want to take a step out and start looking into how to solve your health yourself? Or are you okay pounding Red Bulls and taking energy supplements and eating energy bars and trying to fake your way through the day, whereas your body can give you endless energy if it's healthy? That's a question that you have to ask yourself. Final question. Let's see what Dr. Google says about this. What is keto? Okay, it's a pretty generic question. And we'll see what ChatGPT says. What is keto? All right, Dr. Google says, keto refers to ketogenic dieting, which consists of the following. 70 to 75% of your intake is fat, 15 to 20% of your intake is protein, and 5 to 10% of your intake as carbs. People who go, quote, keto focus on high-fat, low-carb foods like eggs, meat, dairy, low-carb vegetables, as well as sugar-free beverages. They often limit processed foods and trans fats. Going keto means to become ketotic. That was Dr. Google. It's a quick what is. ChatGPT, functionally trained, says this. Keto refers to ketogenic, which refers to the keto diet often. It is a low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet designed to shift the body's metabolism into a state called ketosis. In this state, the body burns fat for fuel instead of carbohydrates. By drastically reducing carbohydrate intake and increasing fat intake, the body will produce ketones, beta-hydroxybutyrate as one example, which are molecules produced by the breakdown of fat. Having ketones in your blood means your body is burning fat. Listen to ChatGPT, doctor. This process can lead to weight loss and other potential health benefits like lowered blood sugars, lowered blood pressure, lowered blood triglycerides, lower blood cholesterol. Hey, look at this, guys. But it's important to note that you should always seek a professional with healthcare advice before starting any of this, especially those with an underlying health condition. So it is, you know, giving its disclaimer at the end. Hey, thanks, ChatGPT doc. 6 minutes for me to answer this. What is keto? Hey, both of them are correct. Keto refers to becoming ketotic. Ketotic refers to the fact that you're burning fat for fuel. Because, as they both said, if you burn fat for fuel, the byproduct, the waste, is a ketone body. ChatGPT called it out, beta-hydroxybutyrate. If you have a lot of beta-hydroxybutyrate in your blood, we assume you're burning fat. But you have to be careful because it's become so trendy popular to become ketotic that what people are doing now is they're swallowing their own ketones as a supplement. So think of it like this. If I fast and I eat high fat and low carb and I don't lose weight, I'll get frustrated. I might even buy my own keto meter, which measures the beta hydroxybutyrate in my blood. And I prick my finger and I go, oh, I don't have any ketones. This isn't fair. It's not working. And so I run off to Target, Walmart, Rite Aid, wherever, online, Amazon, and I buy ketones as a powdered supplement. And they're chocolate flavored or vanilla or raspberry or blueberry. And I start stirring them into my water and I start drinking these ketones. And all of a sudden, yay, I have ketones in my blood now, but I'm still not losing weight. This is unfair. Why isn't it working? Because those are different. Exogenous ketones from the outside, exogenous from the outside, are supplemental. If you take a supplement to make your ketones go up in your blood, that doesn't mean you're in ketosis. It means you faked it. I know, right? It's harsh. So what is keto? It is the art of changing your diet to force your body to burn fat instead of sugar. In order to do it, you must eat fat. This is why those people do 70 to 75% fat. It's a very controversial diet because cardiologists will say, keto causes heart disease, but it doesn't if you do it the right way. Remember, most cardiologists are afraid of fat. Don't eat fat, it'll block your arteries. There's never been a study that actually shows eating healthy plant and animal fats blocks arteries, just so you know. If anything, the studies show it reverses the issues with your arteries, and that's why your cardiologist says, don't do that. We don't want you to reverse your heart disease by yourself. We want you to take our drugs. It is a moderate protein diet. So 15 to 20% of your daily intake is protein. See, many of you are doing like 50 to 60% of your daily intake as protein and 50 to 60% of your daily intake as carbs, and you go low fat because you're afraid to death of fat, maybe. So what is keto? It means to switch your body into a state of burning fat to where you get hydroxybutyrate in your blood called a ketone body, and therefore we can measure it, and we say something like, oh, you're in ketosis. I really like ketosis. It's really cool, but some people struggle to get into it. The best way to get into ketosis is to fast for multiple numbers of days and eat fat while you fast, like butter and coconut oil and MCT oil. So we do this with broths and coffees and teas that we blend these oils into to make them palatable. Some people do eat sticks of butter on like a knife, like a fork, and they just eat the butter. That's the hardcore diehards. Some people will blend the butter into their coffee or tea and blend the coconut oil or the MCT oils. It's great. Dave Asprey, the founder of Bulletproof Movement, right? The Bulletproof Group, figured this out as a way to biohack and force people to start losing weight. It makes sense, doesn't it? If you eat a lot of fat, you will burn a lot of fat. If you eat a lot of carbs, you'll burn a lot of carbs. So stop eating carbs and start eating fat. This makes sense. And it works. So there we did it, guys. We asked Dr. Google and Dr. ChatGPT the top five questions asked by you on the internet. So if you have a top five question you'd like asked functionally, do this. Text your question to 704-906-2094. Listen, it's totally 100% free and easy for us to do this. Text your question. How do I fix blah, blah, blah? We'll give you the answer. And if you want some help, you'll have an opportunity to schedule a free consultation phone call with myself and our team of doctors. We now have five certified, holistic, functional physicians and chiropractors on our team. We have two clinics here in Charlotte. It's very exciting. We're expanding so fast and rapidly. We have a clinic now in Pineville. Yay! We finally did it. It's actually been there for over a year. But we have a clinic in Pineville, South Charlotte. You can now connect with the Ask Dr. Ernst Group. We're right off Park Cedar Road Drive, near the Atrium Hospital. We went to the belly of the beast and we said, build a clinic right next to them. And we have our new Taj Mahal 7,000 square foot mega integrated clinic in Northlake off Highway 77 and W.T. Harris, fully integrative with all kinds of fun therapies, Hockett, ozone, carbonic acid, infrared, Riphene, Pemphine, electrolysis, chiropractic, functional medicine, chelation, detoxification. It keeps going and going and going and going. Mega, 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 mega clinic in North Charlotte off Exit 18, Highway 77, or Pineville Matthews Boulevard off 485 and Highway 51, right next to the Atrium Hospital. Hey, if you're looking for help with your health holistically, text your question to 704-906-2094. We'll send you a link to do a scheduled consult call with our doctors or visit AskDrErnst.com. click the top right-hand corner, click the request a consult button, and then boom, pick a date and time and we'll call you directly. Hopefully you found today's show to be helpful, informative, educational, whatever you want to call it. I'll keep coming at you guys every Saturday at 3 like we have been. And if we are preempted like we were for the last 5 weeks, it felt like an eternity. Don't forget we stream every single show, every single week online. YouTube.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, all of them. They're all available for you free. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. Have a blessed weekend. I'll see you guys next week. Until then, bye-bye.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.